you want justice. Justice for
Romali Graham.
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 We are all
Romali Graham.
No justice for the family of Romali Graham. That was one of the many chants outside of the office of the Bronx District Attorney. Upstairs, Graham's mom and dad met with the assistant DA but got no answers. Frank Graham told WBAI News he had no idea why the cop who shot his son was not indicted.
Well, basically, they just tell us that they presented the case in the right and proper way. And they thought they did a thorough job. And that's all they said.
And the Graham family lawyer, Royce Russell, had no answer either.
Because the grand jury proceedings is secret, he's exactly correct. He has no idea because we can't get that information. But history has shown us that justice is very, very, very far coming and rarely received when it comes down to police misconduct, and especially in this case where death occurred.
NYPD officer Richard Haste and other undercover cops chased down the teen. Thinking he had a gun, they broke down the door to Graham's home. They hunted him down. They killed the youth. No warrant, no proof Graham was carrying a gun. Haste shot and killed the kid in his own home. Constance Malcolm is Romali Graham's mom.
It seems like it's a never-ending situation when it comes to our kids. We have to stand here and fight and to prove they're innocent. While cops around the city running around, walking around free after they murdered somebody's kids. Romali had a mother, Romali had a father, and there's a lot of kids out here that's been murdered, do have parents. They're not all thugs. We have to respect our kids, just how you want the kids to respect y'all. It's not, you know, I have my shirt on, and what does it say? Romali, where is my justice? Where is Romali justice? Where are the other victims that's been victimized before Romali and the ones start to say that will come after Romali? When are they going to ever see justice? What does justice look like? Richard Hayes going to prison for the murder that he murdered my son. And we can't sit down any longer. The chains has to come off. We've been chained for 100 years. We're in 2013 and it seems like we still have the chains on. The modern day lynching has to stop. It's only a different way of them doing it, gunning down our kids. He has to stop. It stops here. We want Eric Holder to get this case and look into it and take over.
The tragedy is a young man. His life's been taken. And the tragedy is that Frank and Connie have been grieving for a year and a half, looking for justice, only to be told that in the middle of the trial, things have to stop. And all of a sudden, there can't even be another indictment. That's the tragedy.
Mayoral candidate and police reform advocate John Liu.
But you know what? This is Romali Graham, Trayvon Martin, Sean Bell. The common denominator is racial profiling. If we want to stop this, we have to make changes. Change is not going to come on its own. We need legislative, we need executive actions here. And we start right here in New York City with ending stop and frisk. Because it's all the same mindset. It's this mindset that somehow if you're a person of color, you must be up to no good. We've got to get rid of that mindset.
Councilmember Andy King says we can't be proud in America today when young black men are being gunned down and there's no one held accountable. He says the justice system is broken.
If the faces of Trayvon or Romali were lighter shade, what would have been the outcome? What would have been the response of officers if they were chasing a Caucasian male? Would they have stopped, paused, thought about it, followed the rules? Yeah, America is sad in this respect because, as I say in time and time again, you can't forget what happened in the 20s when it came to blacks and white relationships. You can't forget what happened in the 1800s in black and white relationships. You can't go forget the relationships in the 1700s. And then we bring it back to the 1960s where hatred was at its peak level, you know, just because. So in 2013, the justice system has taken a step back 40 years when this decision came down. I'm appalled, I'm offended, and this is one of the saddest days to stand here and say, I'm proud to be American.
Haste was initially indicted on a manslaughter charge, but a Bronx judge tossed out that indictment last May after a ruling that a prosecutor from the Bronx DA's office gave the grand jury wrong instructions when he told the grand jury to disregard whether other cops had told Haste the teen was carrying a gun. And now the grand jury failed to indict the cop who shot and killed Ramorley Graham. Bronx native Manuel Andrew Espada carries a sign which reads, "We fear having a son."
Let me tell you about the sign I'm holding. Right now in the Bronx, we all fathers. See, I'm 40 years old and I got a daughter. Walking out there knowing that my daughter's out there being the age she is, it could be in the same situation that happened with him. It could be Puerto Rican or black or any kind of racist. It's just the fact that we need justice. It's uncalled for my kids to walk in the street and be looking for their back when police are supposed to be protecting us, not destroying us. That's how I think about this. It's kind of hard. You got to think about having a son in New York because police might take him away. That's how I think about it.
To many, the grand jury's decision to let NYPD officer Haste walk free is even more painful in light of the recent acquittal of Trayvon Martin's killer, George Zimmerman. Many compared the two cases, pointing to racial profiling and a system that fails to hold accountable those who kill youth of color. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
We are all
Ramorley Graham.
We are all
Ramorley Graham.
We are all
Ramorley Graham.